Welcome to Muscle Girl Zeke, presented by RxMuscle.com. You've come to the right place for full coverage of women's bodybuilding, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, IFBB professional athletes Sonia Gonzalez and Adela Garcia.
Welcome to Muscle Girl Inc. This is Adela Garcia, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Sonia Gonzalez. And we would like to thank GNC and BPF4 for sponsoring Muscle Girl Inc. and the RX Girl portion of RxMuscle.com. You like that, Sonia?
I like that. Yo, 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 mama, what's up?
Yo, 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 mama, what is up? What is up is the stuff, is the sky, is the rent is up, the gas is up. Everything is up, dude.
No kidding, girl. You said it right. Everything is up to the sky.
The gas, yes. Girl, gas is up like a maniac. This is not a
crazy.
Good thing.
What were you saying over your house? How much was it?
It's 325.9, okay? 325.9, just make it 226. But I remember stopping by the gas station last week, and I got gas. It was 309. You know, then I go the next day, I drive by. No, that afternoon, I drive by there, and I'm like, wait a second, I just got gas like 3 hours ago, and it was 309. Now it was 319. And a day later, it was 321. But what it makes me, it's funny, like they put 321.1.9. So, you know, you don't think like it's 322. So, you know, every other day then they went up to 323.9, now it's 325.9.
Well, girl, I thought you beat. Over here in Cali, I just drove by the gas station. It was 375 for the cheap stuff. Yeah, girl, not even the high grade. I would take 320 right now. 320, yeah. No, girl.
375.9, you mean, right?
Yeah, it's almost $4 over here.
Wow. So. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to, I need to get myself a bicycle because, or un velocipedo.
I hear that. We're all on the same track there.
Yeah, I'm going to get una bicicleta, un bicycle, and I'm going to be, like, riding my bicycle everywhere I go. You know what? I'm just going to have, like, run to the gym, and, I mean, I'll be lean for my next concert. Like, I'll be ready completely. I'll be all bone. That's it.
You're ready, girl. You'll be ready.
So, girl, look what's going on. The Arnold is finally coming up this weekend.
Girl, can you believe it? We've talked about this since, you know, 12 weeks out, and here we are sitting. I mean, it you know, we talked about it just, you know, oh, we got so long and da-da-da-da. No, we don't. It's here. And we're ready,
girl,
to rock this shit. Rock this boat. Let's go.
I can't believe it's just like time is just flying. Like, it's incredible. I can't even, I don't understand. Like, one day I was fat, then I woke up the next day and I was lean. So what happened? Like, this is just, this is perfect. That's the way it should be. And it doesn't seem like I did that much, but I guess I've been killing myself doing cardio. I guess my sleep is good, you know. I dream about getting lean. I dream about practicing my routine, and then everything is done. And I'm ready to go
and
now.
And then you wake up lean. All you have to do is dream about it. Be a dreamer.
I know, girl. So what do you do over the weekend? I mean, I know you're getting ready. You have everything packed and anything special. What's up?
Over the weekend, like you said, girl, it's just, you know, getting everything in order, getting ready because I live in Cali, so I'll be traveling a little bit. You know, got a long day, long flight, so just putting all my stuff together and, you know, just doing my stuff, my posing and my training and, you know, keeping it tight, keeping it right. So that's about it, you know, just pretty much just staying focused. What about you? How was your weekend?
Did you get it right? Did you get it right and get it tight?
Get it right, get it tight. That's
yeah,
the way
baby.
You roll.
Me, I was just, you know, the same stuff that you were doing, just training, you know, last week, like I mentioned before, my choreographer, actually, when I talked to you guys last time, he was coming in town on Wednesday, and pick him up in the airport on Wednesday, and I got in at 6 p.m., and then we were at the gym by 8:15, and it was just practicing, going through routine the whole entire time that he was here. So it was a good thing that he came at that time. I never have him here the week before a show, and I cannot tell people how important that is, especially, you know, to have your coach there, whether your bikini, I mean, some type of fitness, but, you know, for fitness is a little bit more intense, especially with a routine and having that person there. Like you said to me last time, you know, we were talking, and you told me, you know, he's the one who seals the envelope. It's like he started writing that letter, so he's the one who seals it, and it's okay, and then he just sends it out, and it's all good. So it was great. Like, I feel good. I'm ready to go. I'm excited. I was having a little bit of doubts last week because I couldn't get through my routine, but since he was here from Wednesday, it's like every day I was running my routine full out, so I'm excited about it. I'm happy and not ready to go. And then on Saturday, we did the fashion show for the Susan Komen charity, for the cure, Susan Komen Cure. It was a great event, fashion show, a lot of people, IFBB, NPC competitors, there's just a lot of physiques there. And it was fun, girls. There's tons of people at this club, and we were all just showing our lean bodies on La Pasarela, you know, doing the catwalk. It was fun.
Awesome.
Had a great time, so took Renzo to the airport on Sunday and took my day off on Sunday, and then today is like, you know, Monday, practice my routine, and tonight is just getting ready to leave tomorrow.
Thank Leaving. You, Matt, girl. We're doing
going
this.
To Ohio to the cold weather, you know?
Yep.
And we will be both, like, you compete on Saturday, I will compete on Friday, and then I will be at the GNC booth on Saturday and Sunday. So, and Sonia, you'll be at the GNC booth on Sunday.
On Sunday,
so
yep.
And stop by there, say hello, get some autographs, get some samples, just say hello to us. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on at the Arnold, because Thursday night they also have, like, a meet and greet the athletes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very nice. I'm excited about it. And the girls that, everybody that is competing, and the girls that I have a few girls. I have Chelsea Montes, and I have Emily Gary competing in the amateur, and Chelsea's competing in the pro. So, first pro bikini, Arnold, how do you feel about that, girl?
Fantabulous, lady. I feel good. I feel really good. I feel like, you know, I did my homework. I feel like, you know, sitting here today, I did everything I could. I practiced my posing, and, you know, my diet was spot on. My training was spot on, and, you know, everything just cruising right in. So, you know, I feel pretty good. Now it's just all about just, you know, packing, putting myself in that airplane and getting there. So
that's right, girl. Are you going to put yourself in a suitcase, or are you just going to put yourself on the plane, or how are you going to do that?
I'm thinking about checking myself. I'll get, you know, just take a nap in the suitcase, and then just, you know, when I get thrown out of the luggage cart, then, you know, I'll know I'm there. Because they toss you around a little bit, you know. So I think I'll feel the bump. No. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, like you said, it's the first ever bikini international, and, you know, just want to go and represent, you know. Do the, you know, fastest class and get up there, shake my shit, you know. And just, you know, really honored and blessed to be associated with the IFBB, and it's a great organization, and it's given, you know, they've branched off, and they brought the bikini on, and it just, you know, opened up bigger and wider horizons and opportunities for us girls. So it's been a blessing, you know, since it's came on, and I'm really thankful for that, and I can't wait to get, you know, just to be there and representing bikini. So I'm really excited.
That's awesome, girl. I'm excited too. It's like we've seen so many changes in the sport, and this is it's going in a good direction. I mean, there's so many opportunities for women out there just to step on stage. You know, there is no excuses now. If you want to compete, you have a different division. There is no excuses. Oh, but I cannot do fitness. I cannot do figure because I'm not the muscular. Hey, you can do bikini. So, and now with right. the new physique one, so it's going to be like, is there something for everyone? There's exactly. a little bit of taste for everyone, so very, very exciting. So, Sonia, let's take a little break. We'll be right back. Muscle Girls, Inc., don't go away.
Muscle Girls, Inc., VPX Meltdown. Five university studies have proven that VPX Meltdown is the world's fastest acting and longest acting fat burner. To get the body you want, you need to burn body fat. One serving of VPX Meltdown has been university tested and proven to burn fat for up to 6 hours. Keep the muscle, burn the fat. Case studies on fitness women prove that 100% of the weight lost with Meltdown is pure body fat. Visit VPXSports.com today for a free sample of university proven Meltdown. From bikini to bodybuilding, CJ's Elite Custom Competition Suits is where the pros go. Founder and creator Cynthia James, known to the physique world as CJ, has been customizing suits for over 20 years with a unique combo of style, fit, and bling. CJ is the official suit creator for Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, and being an IFBB Pro official and NPC judge, CJ knows what it takes to present the perfect package on stage. CJ personally manufactures every suit she creates using only the highest quality Austrian-made Swarovski first-cut crystals for an unmatched stage presence. CJ's Elite Custom Suits, no two designs are ever alike. Check out all of CJ's suits at cynthia-james.com, where you'll also find her latest bikini division suit innovations. CJ's Elite Custom Suits are what the pros wear. Jay Cutler, Tanji Johnson, Ava Cowan, Phil Heath, Dexter Jackson, Trish Warren, and many more all know that CJ's Elite is the only way to go when it comes to top quality and innovative suits that fit every time. What are you waiting for? Visit cynthia-james.com right now and check out the new Men's Physique Division creations as well. CJ's Elite Custom Suits, it's where the pros go. Isolate and grow with the Isolator. The Isolator is a unique device that allows you to target muscle groups like never before. Ever wanted to get that perfect contraction right at the belly of the muscle to stimulate new growth? The Isolator can do just that. Can't seem to bring up your chest or back? The Isolator will help you get those new muscle gains. The Isolator is hands-free, so your grip isn't affected. That means if you have any nagging injuries, such as joint or rotator cuff pain, or problems with your grip, then the Isolator will have you back in the gym today. The Isolator follows your natural range of motion without being locked into a machine or at the mercy of those old school hand grips and rigid pull down bars. That means you can still do bench presses, pull downs, rows, flies, and whatever other movement you normally do, but with greater stimulation and a lot less stress on your joints. To find out more about the Isolator, visit isolatorfitness.com. Check out the videos and see the Isolator in action. Isolate and grow with the Isolator. Visit isolatorfitness.com. Shredded RX in East Meadow, Long Island is your one-stop shop for all of your bodybuilding needs. Shredded RX has all of the hard-to-find supplements. Shredded RX carries the entire line of Species Nutrition products and are an authorized dealer for Gasp clothing. Come in today to experience the upscale and laid-back atmosphere with a staff comprised of bodybuilders and athletes who know exactly what you need. Mention that you're a member of RXMuscle.com and receive a Shredded RX Black Card, which is good for 10% off all merchandise. And for the entire month of June, use the coupon code RXMuscle to get 10% off all purchases. Visit us today at ShreddedSports.com. That's ShreddedSports.com. Shredded RX. Shredded RX. Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. Species Nutrition.com. Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry. Adela Garcia. Jenny Lynn. Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a
IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise, up to the minute news, and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back from the break. This is Adela Garcia, and I'm here with my lovely co-host Sonia Gonzalez, and you are listening to Muscle Girls Inc. Our guest this evening is the owner and creator of HeartBody.com. He has become a well-known photographer in the industry. Please welcome Isaac Hines to Muscle Girls Inc. Hello, Isaac.
Hello, Adela, Miss Olympia, Miss Fitness International. How are you?
I am fabulous tonight. I'm very hungry, I think. You know, that's like my brain kind of processes very slow now. So, but I am very, like, energetic right now. Like, I have a lot of energy, I guess. So, yes.
Did you take a fat burner?
I probably took, like, 20 today. But I'm good.
I just want to know one thing. Sonia, are you in the zone?
I'm in the zone. I am so in the zone.
I cannot wait to see you guys starring your own In the Zone video. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
Oh, yeah. That's coming. That is coming, for sure. Oh, my God. That thing is like, you know, the thing. It's being in the zone.
Well, for those that don't know, I'm referring to the GNC commercial that your boss, Bill, is in. Are you guys planning on starring in that at any time soon?
I think we'll make our own video. We have to make our own, for sure. We'll make a spin-off.
So you're not letting Bill in it?
No. Adela could be, I don't know. We're going to have to come up with something. We're going to have to do something, but definitely we're going to be in the zone.
Maybe okay. After you get some carbs.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it will be. No, but it will look better with that being carb depleted, though, because you have to be in the zone to be able to stand the carb depletion. So I think that's the most important thing.
I guess you would know. You're the champ, so.
So, Isaac, I know that you're dieting right now. You're going to do Men's Physique, and your show is in 4 weeks. Is that correct?
Yes, 4.5 weeks it is. Yes.
And people don't know that you have competed before, and under, you know, your stomach right there, there's like an 8-pack.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have no delusions that I'm a bodybuilder. I when I was doing people's websites, I had people saying, oh, I'm carb depleted, oh, I forgot to send you this. And so I did a show to see what it was like. And when I was preparing the first time, I actually dropped out about halfway through. I'm like, this sucks. And then I decided to do it. And, well, as you guys know, until you get on stage and it's that final week, which you guys are in now, that's, you know, that's where those final hours, and it becomes a head game. So, I did a show just to see what it was like. And, I mean, I'm 5'11", and I weighed like 167 pounds on stage the first time. So I was like a bean pole, but I was ripped. I was a ripped bean pole. So I did it before. I did it, and then I did it again a couple years later. And but I haven't. I mean, the reason I'm doing the Men's Physique now is just to have an end goal. I have no aspirations of becoming a Men's Physique IFBB pro. If that's something that guys want to do, then, you know, so be it. But I'm not one of them. I'm just using a show as an end result to get back in shape, because I've been traveling and eating out of airports and crappy food. And when my fat jeans were tight, I'm like, okay, it's time to do something. So the show is just an end goal for me to get back in shape.
That's great, though. I mean, especially, like you said, you've been traveling a lot and everywhere at the airports, and this just giving you a motivation, give you something to do, get your body back in shape, get those jeans back on so you don't have to go and spend money on new ones, you know, because we know that gas is very expensive right now, you don't want to drive to the mall. So
I may have to get new jeans, actually, because my fat pants aren't fitting me anymore. So, I mean, that's a difference. It's good, though. I mean, it's good to buy smaller jeans, right, instead of bigger ones?
That's right.
Good, though. So, tell us how your experience with men's physique, I mean, okay, you wanted to set a goal, and you're 4 weeks out, which is awesome. I mean, I can't even tell Adela has... I tell her every time we talk about you, you know, Isaac, that's awesome that Isaac is doing this, you know, and because you're around the sport so much, it's good to see that happening, your transformation and everything. How has your experience, like you said, you don't want to be in IGB, but are you enjoying the whole experience of the training and the dieting and the repetitious, you know, kind of cosmic world that you're in right now?
Well, I mean, as you guys know, it's like it depends on the day and how many, you know, cups of rice you get that day. But I like how I feel, just because I feel better. I mean, it's like when you're leaner and it boosts your self confidence, you feel better, you look better. I sleep better. You know, it's like from a health aspect, it's definitely not any easier getting. As you get older, it doesn't get easier. I mean, some people may say it is, but for me, the first time I did the show, it was, I don't know, like 7 years ago. And it definitely, and the other thing too, is it's just a reminder that if you stay within a healthy balance of a show weight, then it's easier to maintain versus just letting yourself go. And that's the position that I found myself in the end of last year. Was just, you know, I'm like, holy crap, I've gained about, you know, when it's all said and done, I'll probably end up losing like 30 or 40 pounds compared to when I started. And I mean, that's a significant amount of weight. So I enjoy the benefits of, you know, getting back in the gym and training. And it's the food isn't a huge deal for me. It's just a matter of getting yourself in the right headspace. And once you're in the right headspace, I think that's the key. So if you're in if you're around people who, obviously as I am in the industry, it's easy to stay on track, and people aren't going to be trying to sway you of, oh, how come you're not drinking or how come you're not going out, because the people you're around are doing something similar to what you're doing. So it's just a matter of getting yourself to the right spot mentally, and then it falls into place, I think.
Right.
So you stay in the zone all the time, then. That's it.
You got to stay in the zone. It can be challenging when I'm working with Dylan Armbrust, who owns Armbrust Pro Gym here in Denver, and he's helping me with my nutrition and training. And you know, when he sends over a new diet and you see things being removed, that definitely can make you be challenged to stay in the zone.
It's less food, more cardio, you know. And like you said,
exactly.
It's all a mental game that it's mental, because I mean, mentally you have to push yourself. You have to, you know, get your ass in the gym that next day and do that 5 more minutes of cardio that you just added on with taking away, you know, 100 calories or something. And gosh,
right.
Yeah, you're tired, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. And for me, I mean, I guess, you know, I have a bigger, like, for me, it's a bigger picture than, yes, first and foremost, I wanted to get into shape. But I also, I'm doing this to show people, because I get asked all the time through Hard Body, men and women ask me, oh, how can I get sponsored? How can I get endorsement contracts? And people, it takes more than just getting on stage and looking good. And so for me, part of this transformation to where I'm going to be documenting online and tweeting and vlogging is showing people that you don't have to be a top bodybuilder or fitness or bikini to get sponsorship. I mean, you guys are champions, and you have been before, and you've showed value, but not everybody's going to be a champion, and not everybody's going to be at the top. So for me, I'm doing this to show people, like, if you add value and you show worth, then companies are going to get behind you. And for me, Muscle Tech is sponsoring me for the show. So they came to the table to pay me and endorse me to do this transformation that I'm doing, and the end result is a show. So I showed value, and they got behind it. And so for the next 4 weeks, I'll be including their products and talking about them along the way. So it's one of those things to where people be like, oh, well, he's just a photographer. How do you get? But there's so much more to it. And I think that's the key that people need to look at when they're marketing and trying to get sponsorship is, you know, what value do they bring to the table? And as proof, I mean, a lot of bodybuilders aren't getting sponsorship because they're not doing anything. They're not active online. They're not building a fan base. They're not doing things that make them valuable to a company. So that's one of my, that's a secondary goal, I guess, for me, is why I do this, to give tips and show people, like, how to make themselves valuable to companies.
Yeah, that's where I'm sure
you get asked those questions all the time, that, you know, how do I get sponsored? How do I get in magazines? How do I become a fitness model? So, I mean, you just answer everybody's question. You know, you got to make yourself marketable, get yourself out there, talk to people. You know, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very important, because so many people ask me that too. And if, I mean, a lot of the girls sometimes think, because they just get a pro card, that's just going to automatically give them somebody to contact them. And it's just, right now, companies are, you know, they're very picky about who they choose to be on their team, to be sponsored by them, because they want somebody, like you said, Isaac, that's going to add value to their company. It's not just somebody that's going to sit there and, you know, eat chicken and rice and don't even talk to people. You know, they want somebody that is going to promote their products, is going to be able to bring something to the table, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the big thing. When Muscle Tech flew me to Canada to talk with them, and that was one of the big things, was they see what I'm doing online as far as Facebook and Twitter and video blogs. And so, you know, I put myself out there, and I mean, that's the thing with competitors. They can do the same thing. It's just your time. And yeah, we're all busy, but if you make time, you can find a way to make yourself valuable, whether it's, you know, tips online, your own blog, your own, you know, just, there's, everybody can bring something to the table, and it's just a matter of finding out what your niche is and the best medium to do that. So
let's talk about this weekend. It's the Arnold Classic, and I just read on your Facebook page. Yes, it is. You must be going there on Thursday or Wednesday, something like that. I think it is.
Wednesday,
I think
yeah.
We are. Well, I think we're competing too. I think we are.
Stay in the zone.
But, you know,
stay in the zone.
Yeah, I'm in the zone. I was reading on your Facebook page that you say, you know, you were there a while back, and, you know, now that you're going to be sitting there in the pit, and before you were just sitting, like, on the back, and now, like, you get to see the action all the way right in front, like, you VIP, you're sitting right there, you're taking pictures for, I mean, I've seen you, like, gone, I mean, I remember seeing you one time at the airport, and Isaac and I, we were eating, like, Taco Bell, I think.
You were eating Taco Bell, I remember that. You were connecting flight back to, it was when you just moved to Texas.
Yes. And I seen you, how everything, your website, from everything that you're doing, you're just, like, you have taken advantage of everything, and you have not let, you just have gone after your dream, and that's what I like about you. I know we have been friends for so long, and I admire that about you. And now you're going to be, you know, you told me the other day you're going to be taking pictures backstage and everything else, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, and I appreciate that. I mean, that's the thing, to where I went to the Arnold 9 years ago, and I was doing websites at the time, and I had one client, and I went there and I bought a fan, you know, as a fan, basically, but I went there with the intent to experience the Arnold, but also, you know, my bigger picture was business. I wanted to go there and network and meet people, and come away with business contacts and do more in the industry. So went there, bought an expo ticket, stood in line, you know, the ridiculous line to get into the expo, however long it took. Yeah, I mean, it seemed like hours, but it wasn't that long. But it was, you know, there's thousands of people. And then I just networked, and I remember buying a nosebleed ticket for the men's night show, and I think there's maybe only one seat higher than me, so I was taking pictures of the screen because I couldn't even actually see the people down at the very bottom. So, yeah, and now it's 9 years later, and I'm, you know, front and center, shooting in the press pit and have a studio set up backstage. So it's just one of those things to where it's cool to look back at that, and I think the reason that it's cool to mention that is because it doesn't happen overnight, and I think that's one of the things that a lot of competitors or photographers or people in the industry, like, they're so used to immediacy of, you know, with the web now. I mean, things have changed so much that everybody's used to getting their information immediately. You know, results, you can get them on your phone, like, as they happen, watch live webcasts. A lot of that stuff wasn't happening before, and I think that's where people get lost in that, of expecting everything now immediately and to happen right away, and it doesn't always happen overnight. I mean, you know, you guys didn't get to the top of the fitness and bikini, you know, and when you were in figure, so, you know, overnight, like, you know, you had to quote unquote pay your dues and take your lumps and learn and grow, and that was the thing. I mean, that's, I didn't get to where I'm at today overnight. I mean, I was a ticket buying fan 9 years ago, and it took me, you know, just networking and hard work at the end of the day will pay off. And so it's cool, you know. I mean, it's just one of those things to where I didn't set out to say, oh, I want to be backstage setting up a studio shooting in 10 years. I mean, it wasn't a goal, but I mean, it's cool that it happened, and now it's fun to be able to be part of the media and putting that information out there and sharing it with people, and you know, who knows who's going to be that guy sitting in the nosebleeds like I was, that, you know, we can all go online and check out the pictures. So it's cool.
Right. And I mean, you have one of the most, I mean, to me, Hard Body is like the front page newspaper of, you know what I mean, of the fitness bikini figure. I mean, you go there and it's like the most up to date, you know, stuff. That, I mean, you really have evolved. You know what I mean? It's like everybody goes to Hard Body and everybody, Isaac knows like the ends of, you know, what's going on and stuff. I mean, it's really cool. That's like one of my favorite web, you know, sites to go on. It's like, yeah, you know, and it's always positive and it's always on the up and up, and there's always great tips and, you know, just all kinds of stuff on there. So, I mean,
I appreciate that. And that's another example to where I was following, you know, working with women on their websites and then migrating into photography. And Adela at West Palm Beach was one of the first people that I shot, you know, like,
yeah,
as a, you know, quote unquote professional. I mean, you can argue when one becomes a professional or not. Like, the pictures, you know, we got some decent pictures, but it was one of those things to where, like, I was getting bored with websites, so I started doing, and my background's in art, and I took photography and all that in college, but it just migrated into photography. And along the way, I started following the women's side of the sport more closely, because the men are the ones that are usually front and center in the magazines. But if you look at the NPC, it's like, look at how many hundreds of women are competing compared to the men. I mean, especially now with figure and bikini. And I mean, they're dominating the NPC, and even more so with, you know, I mean, or even going into the IFBB. So I started following it, and it was one of those things to, again, whereas you follow something and it was just, you know, oh, I'm keeping track of it, why don't I start putting the information online? And so, you know, it over the last, I think it's been like 5 years or so, Hard Body's grown, and now it's become, you know, it's like a second income with the site, because now sponsors are on board, and I have literally every day I have people pitching me things, from, you know, hey, will you promote this product, to, hey, can you promote our clothing? So, again, it's just one of those things to where if people have a, it's like Trump or these big time people talk about, like, oh, follow your passion, do what you love, and it won't be work. And it sounds cliche, but it's true. I mean, I didn't set out to like, oh, hey, I'm going to build the biggest, baddest website for the women, but, you know, it's become a site that's become a destination point. And you hit on one thing, Sonia, about being positive, and that's one thing. It's where it's easy in this industry to be negative and fall into that trap, and you can always have something to say about, you know, somebody, like, be critical or talk, you know, did you hear about this or that, you know, and the gossip and all that type of thing. But it's, you know, it's a little bit, that's easy to do, because, I mean, that's, and, you know, some people love that stuff, but that's not what I do. I'll evoke a discussion, like, I'll stir the pot and talk about schmotographers before Junior Nationals, and then I'll get jumped on, and everybody, you know, all the schmotogs, or the schmotogs would think I'm talking about them being schmotogs, come after me, and so it's, yeah, it's, yeah, there's times when it's like, I take a side, but, you know, nobody wants to, nobody sides with middle of the road. Like, they either love you or hate you. They're like, oh, yeah. So if you pick a side and you take an opinion, but you can do it in a positive way. You don't have to be, you know, always negative like the industry can often be.
Right, exactly. So let's talk about the Arnold. We have, in figure, three Olympians going up against each other. What are your thoughts on that?
It's going to be very interesting. I mean, I just did a preview for Bodybuilding.com on that, and that was, I mean, that's definitely the storyline for figure. I mean, you can't overlook that, because you have Nicole, who is the reigning champion, and I think a lot of people forget that. Like, she won the Figure International last year. So she's the defending champ, despite Jen and Jen Gates Aaron Stern, you know, both being former Olympians, well, and Aaron being the current Miss Olympia. So, I mean, it's definitely a good storyline, and I'm curious to see how it plays out, because talking with JM after he shot with Jen, he said that she was in great shape, and I spoke with her just online briefly, and she told me that she feels great. So, yeah, I mean, you can tell, like, in Jen's face. Like, I remember a few years ago, I don't remember what year it was, but I made some comments that I didn't think Jen was going to be ready, because I had heard that she was a little behind. And, like, I think that was the year that she placed the highest, because she's like, I read that, and I was determined to show you up. So a determined Jen Gates is dangerous, and I think she's determined to prove, she's out to prove something, because, you know, she didn't stop competing the way she wanted to back in, what was it, 2008 or whatever. So it's, yeah, I mean, I think that's your top three. I mean, no disrespect to the other competitors, but I think that's your big three.
I definitely think we're in for an interesting show this year. I think it's going to be great. I mean, you know, what better, you know, show that it's going to be the show of shows. I mean, three Olympian champions on stage at one time. I mean, it hasn't ever been done, and we're going to witness it this weekend, you know, so I think everybody's...
And it's, you know, it's not a sure thing that one of them will win, but I think it's, you know, they're the odds-on favorite, because it's definitely, it's going to be interesting to see how they match up, because all three of them haven't competed against each other. I mean, you had Aaron and Nicole compete against each other, but you throw Jen in there, and who knows? I mean, her physique could be head and shoulders above theirs, or it could be, you know, it's been 2 years. Who knows if her physique is no longer in line with the judges are after. So it's definitely interesting.
It's going to be very exciting. It's a very, very exciting show, and with the introduction of the new Bikini International as well.
Yes.
Another one. We just, like, these girls, they're just breaking everything. Look, they're all going, like, Bikini, Olympia, Bikini International. This is just going to be amazing.
And the Fitness International.
Yeah, so we have that for, like, you know, a long time. But it's just, like, the new, well, you know what I mean? But it's something, like I saw a lot of the girls, it's like they just, whenever they step on that stage for the first time, you know, it's amazing, especially at being the Bikini International as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting to see the crowd's reaction with the bikini being paired up with the men's prejudging and night show. I mean, I think it's awesome for the bikini girls, but you know, a lot of the diehard, there's a lot of pushback from some of the diehard bodybuilders. So I think they're vocal online, but I think they secretly enjoy watching the bikini. That's my suspicion.
I'm sure they do. They all know. They know all the girls. So,
if they don't, then, yeah, that's their own issue.
That's awesome. So we are looking to have an amazing show this weekend. I am excited about it. When did you get in, Isaac?
I am coming in the earliest ever on Wednesday. I'll be flying all day Wednesday, and it looks like it's supposed to be nice weather. Well, up until it's Friday and Saturday. But I think last I checked, it was going to be in the 50s, and it may rain on Friday and Saturday. But I'll take warm weather and rain over cold and snow, as we've had some years in the past. So it'll be, I guess that's the biggest challenge of, you know, dieting and traveling, especially when you're at a show. I'm going to be there Wednesday through Monday. So getting in the workouts and the meals, and that's the biggest challenge of getting the meals in, and that just comes down to planning and having your food with you, as you guys know.
That's right, and there's no excuse this weekend because all of us will have healthy food, Isaac. So if you're out and about and you're missing something,
yeah,
we're just a phone call away.
Yeah. Somehow something tells me that if I call you or I go in your cooler for a chicken breast, that's not going to go over well. I'll probably get stabbed.
But at the same time, you are getting ready for a show, so we don't want you to get off track either. You know, we're all here to help you out.
Okay, well, so pack an extra chicken breast for me just in case.
I will bring you a chicken breast.
Okay. Thanks, Adela. Good looking at
you. And a piece of sweet potato, so you'd be happy then.
Okay.
Oh, I just give you one asparagus.
Here, have the
asparagus
spear.
Just one.
Yeah. So Isaac, I mean, I know that you're dieting. We just wanted to get an insight of what was going to be going on this weekend and everything that you're doing. And we're excited about the show. We look forward, you know, to seeing you there. And just having a good time, like we normally do.
Always a great time with the GNC girls.
Yeah, just bring that video camera over so we can make some new videos again.
videos, right, Isaac?
Yeah, and then Sonia, are you going to do your little dance again?
Uh-huh. All the zone video. We're going to make a new video for the zone.
Exactly, we're going
to
do the zone.
I'll be looking for your sumo wrestling video, Adela.
Oh, God. Yes. That was priceless. We need to get that. Maybe they're going to be there too this time.
That would be fantastic. Maybe you could get a rematch with the guy.
I will. Oh my God, yeah.
Maybe Adela and I could get a match going.
You guys are going to tag team the sumo wrestlers? Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
And that was pretty disturbing though. So.
Yes, that was a little bit. He was just happy with that thing up his butt.
For those that don't know what we're referring to the extremely husky fella in a diaper known as the sumo wrestler at the Fit Expo, which
yes,
you were getting some lessons from, right, Adela?
Yeah, and he was at the Olympia too. I mean, we did a rematch at the Fit Expo because we met at the Olympia.
Wow, I think there's a budding romance going there. Better keep that on the download from Trent.
Yeah, we're going to have, just don't say anything to anybody, but I'm into that shit.
Gotcha.
So we look forward to that, and we just want to tell you thank you for being our guest tonight, and, you know, stay on the zone.
Stay in the zone.
Stay in the zone, yeah, because you got to keep on that diet. You got 4 more weeks. We will see you on Thursday. Safe travels, and thank you so much, Isaac.
Thanks, ladies. We'll see you in a bit.
Sonia, we have Isaac Hine on the radio tonight. He is, I mean, like I was mentioning before, the guy has taken up the industry by storm. He's been, from the moment I met that guy, I was like, oh, no, Isaac is a photographer. He was first, he was just the guy who did the websites, and then I'm like, oh, he's behind a camera. And
Actually, he turned out to be, like, everything that he's doing, he's a hard worker. It shows that hard work really pays off. And whatever you want to achieve, you're capable of doing it. It just takes a lot of work.
Right. And like you mentioned, you know, just a lot of work and determination, you know, and he really followed his heart. And, you know, it's something that he wanted to grow that he, you know, like he said, he visualized it and, you know, he put forth the effort. And now, you know, he's in his about 4.5 weeks out from doing his a physique show. And he's, you know, he's doing it because he wants to show everybody outside or not outside, excuse me, but within the industry that, he's promoting himself in a way where he can do it too. Everybody can do it. There's a spot for everybody. And he's just, like you said, you know, before you just thought, oh, Isaac's a photographer, but he's really built himself a really good name out there. You know, he's got one of the best websites, I think, that's out there too, for our promoting our business, the Bikini, the Figure Fitness. It's always, you know, on spot, on point. He's always up with the latest and the greatest. And, you know, it's just awesome. I go to his website because I want to see, like, a front page. You know, it's almost like the front page of the newspaper, you know, and it's awesome.
Right.
And refreshing, and it's very detailed. So, he's, you know, it just goes to show that hard work does really pay off.
That's one thing I used to tell him. I said, you know, your website is like my morning news. I just go and get some coffee, and I'm reading my newspaper. On his hard body, hard body, the newspaper. So it's nice. I like it. And I'm excited for him. And, you know, he's going to be covering the whole show. He's going to be sitting at the press pit this time. He said 9 years ago he bought a ticket and he was just taking pictures out of the little monitors. And now he's going to be sitting right on front, right there, where all the good stuff is happening. So I'm very happy for him. Good insight also on, you know, the information about how to get sponsors in the industry, because a lot of people don't understand that you have to bring something to the table to the companies. It's not just, you know, that you have a pro car. There's so much more behind it than just that. I mean, you have to show the company that you're really going to add value to them. So good information from Isaac, and we thank him for being our show. And Sonia, I mean, we have, you know, kind of like a sad news. This is our last show for Muscle Girls, Inc. You know, we have such a great experience, especially, you know, I never thought in my life that I would be able to do something like this. And I just want to, you know, thank Dave Palumbo and JM and Jeff, you know, for this opportunity, you know, to think about. Whenever they contacted me at first, I was like, me being in a radio show, but I have an accent. What are you talking about? It gave me, I'm just very happy that I had the opportunity to do this, because I got to know a lot of the competitors, not only just what they do to get on stage, but what they do outside just being a competitor. And just getting to know everybody and being out there. I just want to say thank you, and thank you for everybody that listened to the show too. Thank you for all the support and everything else. It was a great experience. And we're not done, right, Sonia?
We're not done. No, we're not. But I would like to say my thank yous as well. Thank you, Dave Palumbo, and Jeff, and JM, who's, you know, given us, like Adela said, this great opportunity to really, you know, have a stepping stone. And it's been so awesome. Like Adela said, you know, just getting to know all the competitors inside and outside of the business, and for us to share with everybody, you know, what we've learned and what we take away from, you know, the business and what we put in it. And it's been just awesome. I mean, I feel like being, you know, on this radio show, I've grown as a person. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that's followed us, our fans, and everybody that supported us. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. And as you guys know, I'm pretty sure you guys know, we're going to be having a different radio show with Fitness RX Radio.
And you can listen to us there too. I'm sure that, you know, Jeff and Dave Palumbo are going to find two great hosts for the show as well. And just, you know, thank you so much for the support. And we are around. Just don't forget to email us, upchallenge.com, AdelaGarciaClassic.com. Just, I'm on Facebook. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be around. So you still can contact us. Just whatever, you know, if you want to tell me that I suck, that's fine. Like, I still love you guys. So thank you so much.
And for, you know, like Adele said, mentioned, we're going to be on Fitness RX. So, you know, thank you so much for that, you know, everything. And, you know, shoot us any questions you'd like. You know, just thank you so much for following us. And it was awesome, awesome opportunity. Thank you.
Jeff, I just got to tell you that you rock, by the way.
Well, thank you, Adela, and you guys rock too. And, you know, it's funny, you were talking before about hard work, and like you said, you came out of nowhere. You said, hey, you know, this is a radio thing, but you tackled it. Sonya came along. That was the solid package. And look, now you're going somewhere else. You're getting bigger and better opportunities. So I think you guys can take this as far as you want.
Thank you. We truly appreciate you, Jeff, and don't think that you will not be getting any shit from me because... I'm still going to keep bothering you.
I actually look forward to it, Adela.
and I still need boy advice, so
hey,
there you go.
You're not going anywhere. Yes, yes. No problem.
So we want to say thank you to everybody. We'll see you at the Arnold Classic this weekend. Have a great rest of the week, and thank you so much for listening. Hasta la vista, baby. Chao, chao, bacalao.
Bye, everybody.
Te veo, peo.
Been listening to Muscle Girls Inc. with Sonya Gonzalez and Adela Garcia. Join us next week at this same time. This has been a presentation of RxMuscle.com.